That's where we come out of mikvah. A person comes out with a new chaim. He left his old chaim behind and he came out with a new chaim, realizing ki imcha makor chaim. Imcha makor chaim. That's the whole sada of Rosh Hashanah, where Rosh Hashanah, ki Rabbi Shalom creates the world for 1 year, and then Rosh Hashanah, which was the yom hayom haras oilam, then Rabbi Shalom sees whether the world should be created for another year. So if Hashem creates the world for another year, it's like a new life. So therefore the Mishnah, Omer Akiva, the Shveich of Yisrael, like a mikvah, my mikvah mataris is meim, if a kodesh baruch hu mataris is shol, is a mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, it's the same bechini, you come out of the mikvah, it's a new chayim, it's a person's a whole ganze zach, a whole ganze zach, he went into the person where place where he can't survive, and down under the water, a person can't breathe, and he comes out with a new recognition that every breath of his comes from a kodesh baruch hu. Who told me, somebody told me, or Avigdor Miller, from time to time, he used to put his head in the water, just to appreciate what it means to breathe, and to be able to breathe, and to be able to... So that's the nekuda. Kim Teres, Klal Yisrael feel when come out of Rosh Hashanah, they feel mamish a new life. They feel that Rav Shalom is giving them a new life, and that's how they have to feel. That's how they have to feel all the time. That's the sherish of Shivisi Hashem Negdi Samed. It comes to do an affair, a person who lives with Shivisi Hashem Negdi Samed, and a person Yitzhara comes to a person to do an affair, the person should start choking. You want to tear me away? You want to tear me away? You want to throw me in the water? I'm dobbing not to Rav Shalom. Kim Chama Karechaim is Mahava the Havai. Kol Rega Verega. Yitzhara should make a person choke. Yitzhara should make a person choke. See, he makes a person choke. So that's why the Yitzhara, what do we do with the Yitzhara? Yitzhara, we shech the Yitzhara. Shechting the Yitzhara is cutting the simonim. The shechita is Yitzhara. The Yitzhara, the shechita is the windpipe. He made us do this. That's the beginning. The Gemara talks about the shechita of the Yitzhara. Why do you have to shech them? You can do a lot of other things. The Malach gets shechten. Terah says that he wanted to be dovek. That's the Makar HaChaim. He wanted to tear us away from the Makar HaChaim. A person should really choke when it comes to the side to do an avera. If he's mamish dovek to shavisa avay to negdi samed properly, and therefore he can't. Pashut shtol yitzahara. What do you mean? You want to stop breathing? You want to stop branching? I was mahavim me every reg. I'm holding on. Yaakov chevel nachalos. I'm holding on to a chevel. I'm holding on to a cord. Branchlam is giving me chayim, mahavim. Not just me, but you as well, yitzahara. Branchlam is mahavim the whole bria every single second. I have to live with that in the kuda. The branchlam is mahavim the whole bria. So therefore, if you live with that. The person should feel choked. Moist amusim. Eat from the Yitzhadas. You listen to the Yitzhahar. You listen to the Nochash. It should be a person should feel it. Tzadag of moist amusim. That's called Yira Saremimus. The Yira, the fear of the person being taken away from is Makor HaChayim. The Pachad, that's what we said before. The person grasps for his breath. The Pachad, the terrible Pachad. He's grasping for his breath. He feels he's being schlepped away. The person's Dovik Tavaya. That's the Yira Saremimus. That's what Klal Yisrael was Zeicha to in the Midbar. Midbar, and that's what we should all be zeichet to feel, and Mitzvah Shem, we should be zeichet to chayim and ruchim, chayim shel shalom, chayim shel toiva, chayim shel parnasa, and Mitzvah Shem, lo erech yom shana, mad meyav esrim shana.